Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. Today on Fire It Up with CJ, I have Keith Swanson, part of the management team of Blue Valley Meats, a company offering high-quality, locally raised, and humanely trained animals. Our focus today is learning more about the meat that we eat. So welcome, Keith.
Well, thank you. It's good to be on your show.
Yeah, so I wanted to, first of all, I love your business, which takes all the goodness of farmers markets and then brings it to people's doorsteps. I love that. Not exactly, but brings it to their neighborhood. And one of the things I love that you guys do is that you help consumers select really good, high-quality meat. And I wanted to spend the first segment just really understanding, you know, who are your typical clients? What are they looking for? Yeah, so who are your clients and what are they looking for in terms of meat?
Well, generally speaking, they have a few priorities. Number one on that list is that they're looking for healthier meats that will make them feel good. And, you know, we've got a variety of customers who have allergies to different additives and or they're watching their cholesterol and they don't want a lot of fats, especially the saturated fats. And so healthy meats is important. Local is also important to our customers. Animal welfare, the environmental sustainability of, you know, whatever the farming operations are that raise the beef or the lamb or the chickens or whatever it is that we sell. Those are the things that are particularly important. I think customers are also a little wary about processing methods in some of the meats they find in the grocery store.
So it seems like there's so many different areas that you're actually kind of looking at when you select a vendor. How do you kind of prioritize them, and how does that translate to criteria that you're looking for when you're looking at a particular ranch?
Well, yeah, so what we do, we have a small farm ourselves, but we're not able to raise everything that we sell, and we try to be very upfront and transparent about that to our customers. And so within an hour or so of our ranch in the Walla Walla Valley, we source most of the cattle and the sheep and the pigs that we sell. We're looking for ranches that meet the needs of our customers, which includes raising healthy animals in natural settings such as pastures, 100% grass-fed for all the ruminant livestock. Ruminants are multi-stomached animals like cattle and sheep and bison. And we also want to work with ranches that aren't spraying a lot of chemicals, pesticides, fertilizers, because in a natural system, those things just aren't necessary.
Got it. And then so it sounds like the review process is figuring out, what does it mean to raise them to raise them in a healthy way?
Well, let's take a look at beef, for example. Cattle evolved out in meadows, eating grasses out on the plains and other leafy greens. If you looked back 10,000 years ago, you would not see cattle in cornfields. You wouldn't see them in feedlots. And so their systems are designed for that kind of diet and that kind of lifestyle. not meant to be crowded into small feedlot facilities, but they're meant to be out on the range. And when they are, they're remarkably healthy, and you don't need to worry so much about, you know, adding antibiotics to their diet or anything like that, because they're healthy. And as they eat this kind of diet and live this kind of natural lifestyle, it's amazing, especially in the last 20 years, scientists have done a lot of research on what happens to the meat and particularly to the fats of these animals that are raised in a natural way. And it's pretty remarkable, the difference.
What is that? What's the difference? I assume that it's lower fat than like a feedlot animal. I mean, a natural. So this is when they're raised. Is that what you mean by raising naturally, when they say they're raised naturally?
Yeah, and we have to be careful about the terminology. I mean, if I say the word natural, that can mean a whole lot.
Okay, yeah, let's not get into that. We'll get into that later. But so what is that? So it sounds like what you're looking for when you're looking at it is raising healthy, 100% grass fed, not using a lot of chemicals. Are there any other? So I assume like the grass fed and chemicals is part of your environmental factors. What other kind of environmental factors are you looking at?
Well, that's primarily it. I mean, we also, you know, we like working with farms that aren't plowing up their soils, you know, every year. And generally, if you have some rangeland or you've got pasture land, you can have a permanent sod in place so that you don't need to do all of that kind of extra work that can lead to soil erosion and can lead to, you know, if you're spraying pollutants getting into streams and water.
Okay, good. Yeah, so it's like a piece of land of a certain size, it sounds like. Then you don't have to, you know, there's enough room for the animals to roam. Is that what you meant?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, got it. Okay, and you mentioned processing. What is processing, and what are your customers looking for with respect to that?
Well, processing is basically the conversion of a live animal into packaged meat that a consumer can buy from a store or from us and put in their fridge and cook up. So processing entails the slaughter process, and there are ways of doing that are very humane. And there are ways of doing that are a little bit more concerning for the animal. And then when you have the carcass, the next step in processing is aging the carcass. And the vast majority of beef, for example, these days, does not get aged at all. It gets packaged right away. They will sometimes call it wet aging. But for meat to really age and become more tender or flavorful, it needs to interact with oxygen. And you can't have meat do that inside of a vacuum-packed package. And so you'll see the term wet-aged, which is really just a marketing term for the lack of dry aging that took place.
They've made it a benefit, even though. So what is dry aging? What is it that you're exactly doing with the meat, and why is it that it creates a more tender meat?
Well, you've seen pictures like in the Rocky movies where Sylvester Stallone is punching carcasses.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So that's what dry aging looks like. You've got air circulating around the carcasses, and there are enzymes within the meat that interact with the oxygen, and they help break down some of the tougher tissues, and so you end up with more tender meat and more flavorful meat. And, you know, we typically do this for, 7 to 10 days or so. You'll, in very, very expensive restaurants, you might hear about a 20-day, you know, aged ribeye or something like that. But we find that the majority of the benefits from aging happen in the first week or so. And then
so this is
that,
a refrigerated piece of meat that's just hanging off of a hook. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. The temperature is in the mid 30s, so it's not frozen, and that's the right temperature so that it prevents bacteria from growing, but yet it allows the enzymes to do their work with the carcass.
Yeah, fascinating. One of the things that you mentioned earlier is that, and I didn't even think about, but I guess I kind of remembered about this a while ago, is they add additives and throw stuff into the meat. What's that all about? What are people doing out there to our hamburgers and ground meat that I need to know about?
The ground meats are the ones, and sausages and all are the ones where you have the most horror stories out there, and there's some pretty scary anecdotal things that have been reported on over the decades with that, and it's led to concern and skepticism amongst regular folks who go to the grocery store and they want to know what exactly has been ground up into the meat that I'm going to eat, or the hot dogs or whatever. And so one of the things that our butcher shop is, we have open windows where our customers, when they walk in, they can see exactly what we're tossing into the grinder. And these are meats that we feed our kids too. And so I think customers in general are looking for accountability, and it's hard to know unless you know who has raised your meats and who is doing the processing. It's hard to know exactly what has happened. And then in the packaging process,
Sweeney Todd, right? I mean, I remember that movie. Remember Sweeney Todd?
Well, that would be one of the more gruesome examples of what could be in ground meat.
Unfortunately, you have to wrap up this segment. So, Keith, thanks for sharing information about Blue Valley Meats and how you choose a meat. Up next, Keith Swanson, part of the management team of Blue Valley Meats. We're going to talk about the health benefits of eating grass-fed meat. We talked a little bit about it, but we're going to drill into that a little bit more. If you want to know more about Keith or listen to other shows like this, you can find it at www.fireduppwithcj.com. And if you want to know more about upcoming shows, like our show, and you can get our schedule of upcoming shows this summer.
Would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Keith Swanson, part of the management team in Blue Valley Meats that sells high-quality, locally raised, and humanely treated animals. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, we're looking at the health benefits of grass-fed meat. Now, you know, what's interesting, Keith, is a lot of my friends, you know, proudly tell me how they've sworn off meat, mostly because of, saturated fat, which leads to clogged arteries, bad cholesterol. And then some people I think out there are still scared off from the E. coli and mad cow disease. So I wanted to find out about grass-fed beef and if it's any better in terms of the other beef that's out there. How does it compare?
Well, it's a pretty dramatic difference between corn-fed beef and grass-fed beef. Mm-hmm. And it's really been in the last 20 years or so that there's been a lot of research identifying this. And what used to be, and in some cases still is marketed proudly as, Iowa corn-fed beef, for a lot of people now, that's a real detriment. One of the things that happens with corn is that when cattle consume corn, it's not part of their natural diet. They didn't evolve eating corn and other high carbohydrate type foods, and it changes their fat makeup. And you can look at a graph and some studies that have been done that when cattle who may have been raised on grass for the first 14, 16 months of their lives, when they're sent to a feedlot for the last 3 or 4 months, you can see it charted out day by day. The more corn they consume, the lower the levels of omega-3 fatty acids, which are beneficial, the higher the levels of saturated fats, the lower the levels of some other vitamins, and just generally speaking, for a whole host of nutrients, and you end up losing those when you feed corn to cattle.
So, if I were to look at the fat content, if I were to look at a nutritional label, what would the difference be between corn-fed? And wait, first of all, let me go zoom back. What percentage of beef out there is corn-fed? Like, if I were to go to a market. I mean, what percentage is corn-fed?
Well, it's interesting. When we first started with grass-fed beef 10 years ago or so, it was 99% of the cattle in America were corn-fed. The most recent statistic I saw is that figure has moved to 97%, which is certainly progress, but it also shows, how dominant the current factory model is for producing cattle and feeding them in feedlots.
Yeah.
In the grocery store, if you're lucky, you'll have a natural market in your neighborhood, or you will know a farmer, or have a farmer's market where you can go and you can ask for 100% grass-fed beef. And if you're in an area where you can do that, that's a great benefit. If you're not sure, you know, one of the things I recommend to people is that they visit a website called eatwild.com. It's a nonprofit website that is dedicated to the dissemination of information related to not only grass-fed beef, but also pork and poultry and sheep and and all sorts of things. And there's a page on that website you can click on, and you can click a state, you know, the state where you live in, and find the list of grass-fed meats producers.
And these are 100% grass-fed, so those 3 or 4 months are not on a feedlot.
Right, right. And that's really important, because some people will say grass-fed, but what they really mean is, well, grass-fed up until finished on grain. And, you know, that defeats the whole purpose.
Right. That's why the 100% grass-fed is the thing that you really want to be looking at.
Right.
So how about things like E. coli, mad cow? Is that still something that is better or worse with beef generally, or with grass-fed versus corn-fed?
Sure. Well, the E. coli is actually fascinating, because in the natural, quote-unquote, natural world where cattle are just out on pastures eating grass, the E. coli that is produced or that lives in the cow's stomach tend to be very... those E. coli bacteria have a difficult time surviving in the human stomach, and that's because the human stomach is more acidic. The pH level is lower, and it actually kills these E. coli. What happens when you bring cattle into a feedlot and you feed them lots of corn and soy is that the pH level of their stomach becomes more acidic, and as the pH level goes down, the E. coli bacteria evolve to live and survive in a more acidic environment. And so then, if those E. coli get passed on to people, then our stomach acids are not sufficient to kill those bacteria. And if it's the wrong kind of E. coli, it can make us very, very sick. The other thing that happens with E. coli is, you know, in a feedlot environment, there's no getting around it. There's a lot of manure. You get a crowded environment, and that manure ends up on the cattle, kind of all over the cattle.
God, yeah. I don't want to think about it. Okay.
Yeah, it becomes more difficult to get clean, and especially in a giant processing facility or slaughter facility where, you know, they go through 1,500 or 2,000 beef a day, it's easier for this E. coli to pass through. If you can find a processor who's, you know, only processing 10 beef a day or 2 beef a day, then there's a lot more attention that can be paid to making sure that the carcass is very clean. And frankly, cattle out in a pasture, they're not going to be spreading manure on each other. You know, the manure goes where it's supposed to go, out in the field.
Okay, I just have to ask you, how many inches of manure are they standing in? I mean, how bad is this? I just have to visualize this for some odd reason.
It can really vary, and they have to remove it frequently, because it can pile up to be feet.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
All right. So, mad cow disease still an issue? Better with corn fed or grass fed?
You know, as I understand, what happened is about 7-8 years ago here in Washington State, where I live. There were some dairy cows that had consumed a diet that had animal byproducts, and that's primarily where there's a concern with that, is with, you know, when you don't know what the diet is and if there are animal byproducts. Obviously, a cow or a steer out in a pasture is not going to be eating other cows or steers. And so it's just a non-issue with grass-fed.
Okay, I see. That's just gross. Okay, so let's go to growth hormones. What are growth hormones used and you know, how are they also used for grass-fed meat too?
Yeah, there are, and no, not with grass-fed beef, or they certainly shouldn't be. I've never heard of that. The growth hormones and additives to feed that help animals grow faster than they would otherwise is part of a system by which ranchers are paid for the weight of the animal at the time of the sale. And you know, ranchers tend to be really good people, and you know, and they're not trying to do anything wrong. They're trying to survive and make a living within the system that has evolved over the last 30 or 40 years. You know, it used to be that ranchers knew the people who were consuming the food, that ranchers could actually get feedback from the end user about the quality of the animal, about, you know, what is it that the customer, you know, likes, doesn't like. But it's become so industrialized and so segmented that you have a rancher, and then you have a feedlot, and you have a big processor, and then you have distributors, and the distributors might distribute to smaller distributors who distribute to grocery stores who, you know, there are so many people in between the end user and the rancher that, you know, issues such as, you know, adding hormones, you know, if customers don't like that, it's very hard for that feedback to get back to the rancher. And, you know, and so unfortunately, the rancher is not rewarded for quality or for health. But the rancher is rewarded for the size of the animal when it comes time to sell the animal.
Right. Well, it seems like, it seems like the grass-fed would want to get them as well, because aren't they paid by the pound as well? Or I'll have to ask you that as we go, because I just realized that we have 1 minute left. So, Keith,
sure.
Thank you so much for educating us on the health benefits of grass-fed meat, of which there are many. Keith Swanson, part of the management team of Blue Valley Meats on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. Up next, more from Keith on the environmental factors and animal rights issues with meat. You want to know more about Keith or listen to other shows like this? Check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Keith Swanson, part of the management team of Blue Valley Meats. Our focus this segment is the environmental factors and animal rights issues with meat. So there have been a couple shows that I've had on Fired Up with CJ with people who are now swearing off meat because of the impact it has on the environment. And I think, as we mentioned in previous segments, animal cruelty is also a big issue. What is really the environmental impact of beef generally, and how does grass-fed beef compare?
Well, it's complicated because it's not just cattle on pasture. If that's all it was, then cattle, as long as they're not too highly concentrated, their manure is actually beneficial to the environment, and it improves the soil and allows less soil erosion and more water retention and more nutrients and less need for chemical fertilizers and all of that. The problem is that in today's factory farming model, you have cattle that are too highly concentrated, and they produce so much waste that the waste needs to be shipped off to other places. And typically, since that's an expensive process, it's shipped off as nearby as possible, and some of it ends up polluting streams, and you have the overwhelming amount of corn that is fed to cattle in this country. And the environmental impact of producing the corn, whether it's the oil petroleum that's used in the tractors or in producing the fertilizers and the transportation of the feed to the cattle instead of just letting the cattle eat what is around them in a pasture. When you add all of this up, and of course each species, you know, chickens and pigs, they have their own issues in the factory model. But it, you know, the further you get away from a natural environment, the more conflict there's going to be with nature.
Right, because you have to ship things in, ship the manure out, ship the corn in, you know, get all sorts of things to actually create the corn. So, you know, when you actually take all the different costs associated with raising a corn-fed animal, quite a lot of things go into it, it sounds like, and a lot of petrol costs.
And the cost, you know, the cost is not just, you know, to the natural environment, but there's also a cost to our health. And in the grocery stores, when you, you know, we buy meats that are high in fats, and especially the saturated fats, you know, that meat might be cheap in the store, but we pay for it in other ways, whether it's health, environment, animal welfare.
Yeah, and one of the things that you mentioned to me earlier is that, you know, we don't think about the real cost of that corn-fed meat because there are lots of subsidies that are given to corn-fed ranchers or given to the production of corn, or where all the tax subsidies that we're kind of paying not directly for in the meat but indirectly?
Well, the two big ones are in the healthcare system and also corn and soy subsidies. It's, you know, it's not surprising, you know, I don't think any of us are too naive to recognize that the large corporations that produce a lot of the corn and the soy in this country have influence over regulations and in our government. And so we see a lot of subsidies, and that produces a relatively cheap energy source for the cattle to help fatten them up. And again, when the end goal is to have big, fat, heavy cattle at the cheapest possible price, you know, that's where corn and soy fit in.
Yeah. So let me ask you a different question about, again, the environmental impact. You know, a lot of people, again, they're swearing off meat generally and choosing to eat poultry and fish because they find that it's more environmentally friendly. Is that true?
It all depends on how the animals are raised. You know, on my small farm, the cattle that we have here, there is no negative environmental impact. But in a factory model with poultry or even with fish, you know, farmed fish has a lot of negative environmental impacts. And so it's a matter, you know, for the consumer to research, you know, where was this animal raised and how was this animal raised? You know, and with the farmed salmon, there are even health impacts that really surprised me. Now, they're fed corn and soy products too, just like the cattle in the feedlots. But in terms of the environment, you know, it's not the species of animal; it is the method of raising that animal.
Mm, and I think that that's an important statement. It's not the species, it's the method. You know, because whether it's a fish or chicken, if they're being fed, you know, unhealthy things, then that kind of translates to eating that animal that's unhealthy, right?
Okay.
And if they're not, you know, having good sustainable practices, also not good. That's interesting because I've been feeling after I talked to, we actually had a gentleman on here who was a no-impact man, and he's sworn off meat. And I thought, I feel bad because I'm eating burgers. But then I thought, you know, that doesn't seem logical to me. Like, why? Why about the beef? Why is it so bad? But I think it's true that it's probably not the species, but the way in which it's in the way it's raised, that's probably, and how it's treated, that are kind of the key elements. Yeah, okay, I have 30 seconds left. I just want to ask you a quick question. Why is the cost, and I don't, maybe it's not possible to answer in a minute or so, but why is the cost of per pound of grass-fed so much higher than feedlot, or is it? Or
Well, it is higher, and the simple answer is that it costs more money to do things right and not to take shortcuts. That's the short answer.
Okay, we have 30 more seconds. What's a little bit longer answer?
One reason is that with grass-fed animals, it takes longer to properly fatten up, finish an animal on grass. There's less energy in a blade of grass than there is in a kernel of corn. And so there's longer time periods. There's winters where you're feeding hay, depending on the where you live. But up here in the north, we feed hay in the winter, and there are some costs involved in that.
Interesting, yeah. So it's really just it's because it has to feed longer because of the less energy in the corn versus grass. So that you're taking care of the cow. They're in the hotel longer.
That's right.
They need to spend more to take care of them. All right, Keith, thank you so much for educating us on the environmental factors and animal rights with respect to meat. Keith Swanson, part of the management team of Blue Valley Meats, on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. Up next, what do all those labels on our meat mean? If you want to find out more about Keith or like our show, go to www.firedupwithcj.com and you'll get a schedule of all our upcoming shows. We'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Keith Swanson, part of the management team of Blue Valley Meats. Our focus on this segment is, what do all those labels on our meat mean? You know, Keith, it's harder nowadays when you actually go shopping for anything because there's so many different labels, particularly with meat. There's free range, organic, natural, pasture raised, cruelty free, lean, super lean. It's just confusing as a consumer. Give us a sense of what labels really matter and what they mean.
Well, I guess my first answer to that question is a more global perspective on it, that if consumers can't buy meat directly from the producer of the meat, or in a way that they can identify who produced the meat and do their own research on how the animal was raised, then that saves a lot of trouble in dealing with these mysterious labels and what they mean. However, that's not necessarily possible at all times. And so when you're looking at labels, you need to recognize that, free range could mean a lot of things. You know, if you're talking about poultry, free range, could mean just that the cage that the animal is raised in is a little bit larger than it would otherwise be, or it could mean that this chicken is out in a barnyard and out in the pasture, roaming free like you would like to think free range means. Mm-hmm. With cattle, we had a customer come into our butcher shop a year or so ago and looked at our meats and asked, why is your ground beef $4.99 a pound when I could find the exact same, grass-fed meat at the, and I won't name the grocery store chain, but it's a major grocery store chain just down the street. And I said, I don't think they sell the same. I think we're comparing apples to oranges here. And he said, no, they're selling it. It's organic, it's grass-fed, it's, all of this. And so after the customer left, I took off for that grocery store because I wanted to see what it was they were selling.
Right, yeah.
And the label said 100% vegetarian fed. Well, that fooled this customer into thinking this was 100% grass fed. But
right, it could be corn.
Vegetarian, yeah, and it is corn. If you see 100% vegetarian fed, for certain that's corn, that's soy. Right. And they may have had grass in their diet, but it's difficult with natural. That label doesn't mean a whole lot. It could mean minimally processed. You like to think that it means, no hormones added. But there are a lot of terms, natural, free range, where
what does natural mean? What does natural mean then, or does it mean anything at all? I mean, aren't there regulations?
Well, there are, and it's basically what I said, which is minimally processed, which is a very wide range of processing techniques, and no hormones added to the diet. But and there could be some meats that say natural that are actually quite excellent, but it's very difficult to know. There are third-party verifiers that can be very helpful. There's a Certified Humane,
which is a label where they actually have a third party that comes to the ranches, to the slaughter facilities, and verifies that that things are being done right. And that's a nice sticker to see. Certified organic can be a very good thing. One of the challenges with organic, though, is that there are large corporate forces out there that are trying to water down the meaning of what it means to be organic. And with beef, too, you know, I would say the most important factor in buying healthy beef is that it's 100% grass-fed. I would put local as the next highest priority. Mm-hmm. With organic meat, there's a good chance that that animal was raised far away from you. There's no guarantee of local, and there's also a very good chance that organic beef is going to be corn-fed. So it would have been fed organic corn, but nonetheless corn-fed. So, 100% grass-fed would be important. And, you know, again, organic is good.
But what does organic mean? What does it mean then if it doesn't? What does it mean if it has it on there? I know that some people are trying to water down the meaning, but what is it supposed to mean when it says organic?
Sure. Well, for beef, for example, it means that the mother cow was on organic pastures or organic feed the last third of her gestation or pregnancy. The calf needs to spend its entire life consuming nothing but certified organic feed that could be grass, it could be alfalfa, it could be corn or soy. And then the processing needs to take place in a facility that has also been certified organic, where the cleaning practices are, they use organic cleaners, and then even at the grocery store, when the meat cutters at the grocery store cut organic meat and put it into packages, they have separate cutting boards typically that they use for the organic meat versus the other. So there are a number of good steps with organic.
Hmm. But does it mean that there's no antibiotics and no hormones, or is that something different that we have to look at for a label?
No, that's correct as well. Yeah, certified organic meats should not have added hormones or antibiotics.
Okay, got it. So we want to be looking at certified organic. We want to be looking at 100% grass-fed. It would literally have to say 100% grass-fed.
Yes, I mean, the label could say grass-fed without the 100%, and they mean 100%. And that's where getting to know, who raised your food is so important. And there are so many good producers. If you go to local farmers markets, there are a lot of good producers of food that choose not to go through the organic certification process, and they have a variety of reasons for doing so. Maybe it's the cost, maybe it's the government oversight that they want to avoid. Maybe they've got a small patch of thistle in their pasture that they want to spot spray, and that's the only non-organic thing they do, but it disqualifies them from being organic, and by gosh, they want to make sure to get rid of that thistle. So whatever the reasons, there are some really good meats that are not certified organic, but that are raised organically, with a lowercase O.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways you could just ask them, like, are there any antibiotics? Are there any growth hormones added? Right. Is it 100% grass-fed? And, I mean, some of the other things, whether it's how it's processed, and I guess I don't care that much as a consumer. I just want to make sure that my meat isn't polluted with a whole bunch of stuff that I don't need or my children need. To be healthy.
Right.
Yeah. But it seems like, part of it is is making sure that you can have someone that you can talk to. But oftentimes you can't. I mean, even nowadays, you go to the grocery stores, the butcher's not even behind the door, you know, behind the desk anymore. So there's not anyone you can ask, really. You just look at a piece of meat in a little styrofoam container, and you just have to rely on the labels, unfortunately.
And that's another thing that I would suggest to people, that if you don't have farmers markets in your neighborhood, or you don't live next door to a rancher, if you can choose a grocery store where you can actually interact with the meat cutters, and where the meat cutters are knowledgeable. I mean, you should be able to ask a meat cutter at a grocery store, where did this meat come from? And they should have a good answer for you.
Yeah.
And if they don't,
down to maybe like the farm or Washington State or wherever it may have been, they should know, right? I mean, in terms of where they came geographically and what farm that they came from, is that what you mean?
Ideally, and you know, it's just an indication of the level of transparency and the level of accountability for that particular store for the products that they're selling, if they have well-educated employees.
Yeah. Well, thank you for educating us. There's so much to know and learn, and so much that you realize that you don't know about the food that you eat. That's the one thing. All these segments on food have really just been eye-opening in that way. So thank you for educating us about meat. We have Keith Swanson, part of the management team of Blue Valley Meats, educating us on lamb and cow meat. Always a big thanks to Chris, our station manager at WBLQ. Have a great week. And we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. For more of Fire It Up with CJ, it takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Transformation, transformation. Transformation Talk Radio.